Blog Talk Radio.
One member of your Revolution had two interceptions versus the Venom last Saturday. Who was it? The answer now on Revolution Zone. And that's right, we're on the edge of the revolution. Revolution Zone, that is. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome to Revolution Zone. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio and Impact Media for allowing us to come on here and talk about the revolution each and every week. It's one of the highlights of my week for sure. So much to talk about. Was able to go back and watch the game a few times and pick up a few new things each time. So we'll get into that a little later. But first, I did the teaser about a particular member of the Revolution who had two interceptions this weekend against the Venom, and I want to bring him on right now. That is defensive lineman Robert Williams. How you doing, Robert?
I'm doing fine. Yourself?
I'm doing pretty good.
Well, that's good to hear.
The weather is actually cooperating lately.
Oh, yeah. It's really good, too, right now. The sun is always a positive thing.
Absolutely.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, it's our pleasure to have you on. We've been trying to line up some of the fan favorites to be on, and the fans have reached out to us, and we've reached out to them to try to see who they'd like on. And luckily, we've been able to get you and Darius and Frankie, and you guys all know each other pretty well, I think.
Yes, sir. All teammates.
Absolutely. You know, the way I like to start these off a lot of times is just kind of your short story to this point. You can start as far back as you want, but pretty much how you got to the point right now of starting on this defensive line for the Revolution.
I guess I can start back for, I'm really from Dallas. I was born in Denver, but I moved out here to Dallas, so I've been here since majority of my life. I graduated from Campbell High School in 2006, and I went on to, play basketball in college. I played 4 years of basketball, then I switched over and played 2 semesters of football. So, you know, I got to accomplish a goal up to this point. And I did a lot of combine training last year to try to see if to make a run at the next level and see whatever opportunity comes my way. But I guess it was like a little delay in my schedule. I guess it wasn't that time for me to pursue football at that time, so I went off and got a job. And ended up getting a phone call the same day I got the job. Coach Wendell had hit me up and asked me if I still wanted to play. I remember the day when he hit me, he said, hey, Robert, Mr. Williams, you ain't got no team yet because you got a mad swallow. And it was, I guess, giving me more confidence to be like, you know, this may be the opportunity I need to be able to get back on the field. And I'm so thankful to be here to where I'm at now because since I've been here with the Revolution, everything has been positive. Everything has been, like, motivation. And it's been, I guess, turning most of us to what we thought was men to real men. You know, and it's been helping us out. I'm thankful for that. You know, to be on this team and to be able to pursue playing football and loving the game that I love now.
Yeah, definitely so. And I've always told people it's always good to just to keep playing because it's that time off from the field that sometimes can take you off of people's list or you kind of get outside the conversation.
Yeah, and then I think most of the time, since it was a short period of time, it's just a fuel for me to get myself, you know, I guess some battles I was having with myself mentally helped me out to motivate myself to be like, you know, don't give up, keep fighting, you know, persevere through sometimes when things get hard. If it don't go my way the first time, maybe the second time I can get it better. So, you know, it's been that time apart helped me out, you know, with me and my wife's situation because she's military now. So that time apart helps us out a lot, you know, that time that I had to away from football to get the other aspect of my life together. Now I got everything together, and now I'm back here playing football, and this season everything is I'm at where I'm supposed to be. So it's always a good thing, you know.
Yep, everything happens for a reason.
Yes, sir.
Well, since you mentioned it, we'll go ahead and start about you playing basketball at Texas A&M Kingsville, wasn't it?
Yes, I went to two junior colleges before that, MCC and Borger, Texas, and I went to Frank Phillips. And Frank Phillips at Borger, Texas, the MCC and McClendon. And then I went to Kingsville for 2 years for college basketball, and I have always wanted to play both sports, so it was always going to work out no matter what happened. So it did, and Kingsville was the home that I made it happen at.
Definitely so, and that would be the home of the Javelina Pride, correct?
Oh, yeah, Hog Nation. Yes, sir.
You know, it's lucky I listen to Stone Cold Steve Austin's podcast a lot, so I know that it's Javelina and not Javelina.
Yeah, because people get it all mixed up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I guess, yeah. That's why I just tell them, we get some wild hogs. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Yes,
and you actually come from a family of athletes. Your sister was a pretty good athlete, and your dad actually played at West Texas A&M, correct?
Yes. My sister went to track. She went to Purdue for track. And my dad played football at West Texas, and my mother ran track at Abilene Christian. Yes, sir. And then I have four sisters and one little brother, and all of us majority come from athletic background, you know.
Yeah, definitely so. You can see the athleticism in how you play, so I can only imagine it came from a good bloodline there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know, you can see little glances when growing up, watching my dad teach me how good he was, you know. And so I guess it kind of made me the person I am today, because it is in my genes. It's in my DNA, so, yes, sir.
That's awesome. At Texas A&M Kingsville, you majored in sociology, right?
Yes, so I got a degree in sociology, and my minor is in criminology. So I know after football was one of the things I know to talk about. I plan on getting my master's to be a licensed professional counselor.
Okay.
Yeah, I try to continue to help. I know I do a lot of, I guess, with dealing with kids, and then I guess people my age and a little bit older are talking about their problems already. So, you know, it's always been something I wanted to do. And I think growing up a counselor, Mr. Gray from my high school is one who helped me turn my stuff around. So it always been. And I got the degree already, and I'm still working on the master's.
I hear you. I'm debating going back myself.
Yes, sir. Well, it's always going to be good. You know, the more education you got, the more wisdom and knowledge that you'll have in this world.
Absolutely. I think that's something we can definitely push on to today's youth and everything.
Oh, yes, sir.
You kind of talked about what your plans or your goals after football. What are your goals while you're playing?
Goals while I'm playing? Honestly, I want to continue to get better every day and hopefully be prepared for anything that comes my way. You know, if it's moving up to arena or getting another call for the league or anything, but whatever I do, I know I have to be able to make sure I'm prepared for all ranges of whatever could happen, all ranges of opportunities. So it's just to continue to improve and make sure that I grow every day to become a better person. You know, I think, I guess with kindness and faith, you're always going to be able to be in a positive state of mind. So it's always going to be good. So I just want to continue to grow, and I think being with the Revs and Coach helping us out, Devin, right now, of turning us all into real men, you know, so just get better.
Well, and since go ahead.
I'm sorry. Hopefully we'll win the championship this year, you know, so some of us that who never got one will be able to share that moment together.
hey, maybe so. You guys do sit in the last playoff spot right now, the four spot, the way that the bracket goes.
Oh, yes, sir. Hopefully we'll change that by this weekend, Saturday game.
It definitely could change. Since you mentioned it, what has it been like with the coaching change? It was kind of sudden, and I actually had on Matt Lunsford and Sonny Clark last week to kind of help explain everything that went on with it. What's it like having your defensive coordinator become your head coach?
It's kind of crazy that this happens this way because this is the second time this happened to me. My last year of college, my defensive coordinator became my head coach. So it was like defensive coordinator, but it was also my position coach. So
yeah.
It's something that I'm used to, but I guess from this time around, from the last time around, I think coach probably more prepared, you know, because where we at now, you know, with everything that's been going on this last couple of weeks, with us, we haven't seen no change, you know. Only thing we've seen by people coming in and out, but the way everything is ran, it's still been the same way. You know, it's been like we still have the same goals, and everybody's mindset is the same thing. You know, we understand we lost the people that's part of this family, and always going to be a part of our family, you know, with the Rams. But, you know, time do goes on, and everything is a business right now, so we have to understand that. So with the changes, I kind of say it's kind of been a good thing because look what happened in the last game. You know, even though we still had all those penalties, we made a breakthrough ourselves with how we played.
Yeah, you guys are currently holding teams under 35 points. And the way I describe indoor and arena to people is, on average, everybody scores between 40 and 45 points at a minimum. So you guys are being able to hold everybody at 30 or 35. That's quite an accomplishment.
Oh, yes, sir. And then, you know, it can always get better is how we look at it because most of the time we do mental breakdowns and that's how we give up our touchdowns and stuff like that. But you got to have a sharp mind in this game, you know. You can't worry about somebody scoring. You got to come back and make a stop the next time.
Yep, absolutely. You said you were born in Denver and then you moved to Texas?
Yes, sir. I was born in Denver. Then I moved to Amarillo. And from Amarillo, Texas, I moved here in middle school, and I've been here since ever since in Dallas.
So what was it like growing up in Texas?
I kind of loved it. You know, I was in Denver just only since I was only like two or three, so I didn't really spend too much time out there. I've been in Texas my whole life, so I feel like I am Texas raised. So it's like, I guess Texas is amazing. It ain't so much of what everybody always say about the cowboy boots. Because, you know, we get a lot of guys that come over from other places and they be thinking that it's all rodeo. But, nah, it's more of, you know, most of the time when you go in Texas, you're going to have a great smile. Somebody's going to be able to greet you with, you know, with respect most of the time. And Texas is lovely. It's the best place to be, I guess, at this time right now.
I always hear good things about Texas, and that's why I like asking people that grew up there, because a lot of people have never been there and kind of give everybody the quick synopsis as to being out there. And seems like a good place.
Oh, it's a great place. You got to worry about the weather. That's it. The weather can be hot one day, and the next day you're going to get rain, snow, or anything you need to sleep. So it's just you got to worry about that part of everything, but other than that, yeah. Texas is fine. Texas is a good place to go, you know, other people that never been here, to get out and vacation, just like us Texas people do when we go other places. That's how we do it, vacation there, and use that time to get away and see how that economy and culture is around that way. Because everybody's different and nothing's the same. So when people come out here to Texas, you know, whatever they experience when they're here would be how they experience it. Because I can't tell you my experience how you like Texas because I'm different from you, you know. So it's everything, anything you want to do out here, it's there for you to do.
Texas sounds a lot like Georgia. I grew up in Georgia, and it's. I always tell people if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes because it'll snow at 5 a.m. By 6 a.m. it's 85, and it'll be raining again by 12.
Exactly. Yes, indeed. So I would love to go out there to Georgia. See, now you make it seem like I'll be at home when I'm out there.
Yeah, you wouldn't know much of a difference. It may be a little milder, but maybe not.
Well, yeah. Well, see, that would be something I had to put on my to-do list.
You could always come out here when Darius comes back, because he's from this area.
Oh, Darius from Fudge, huh?
Yeah, he's from outside of the Atlanta area.
Yeah. So we'll see about that. See if Fudge wants me to go meet his family. It'd be something good to do.
Let's put that on.
That brotherly family environment right now anyway, so you never know what can happen.
Exactly, and I'll go ahead and tease them now. Speaking of the brotherly family, I'm looking back over Frankie's questions he has for you, because the thing I like to do with these is the previous guest comes up with a couple questions he would ask the current guest, so I was looking back over these, and these will be fun. We'll get into those in a minute. Given that you kind of moved around a little bit, this question may actually have some really good answers. You know, playing in the Dallas-Fort Worth area right there where you guys are in Allen, is there a cowboy you'd want to meet? Because I know they do a lot of the tours and a lot of the cowboys are in for autograph signings. Is there a cowboy that you'd want to meet?
Always. I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan to the day I die. They got me coming out this way. And Jason Witten, I kind of seen him last year when I did the Dallas Day workout with him.
Mm-hmm.
I saw Jason Witten when they was working out when we was finally getting on the field. And that's what I want to see, because I guess his play is about more by example. Like, he leads by example. So, you know, it's a nice person to try to be around. And not to just to be around him just because who we are. Just to just experience him, to see what he has to say most of the time, you know. Just see how he is on a day-to-day basis. You know, Jason Witten is the person I would love. And then, also, I'm his biggest fan, and my wife is his biggest fan, too.
That's awesome. I'm definitely a Witten fan as well. And I feel like Tony Romo and a couple of the other guys on that team, they have a lot of those not very vocal leaders, more of the quiet guy in the clubhouse that's going to, you know, mm-hmm. keep everybody under control.
Yeah, you know, it's lead by example. You know, sometimes you ain't have to be verbal all the time.
How do you think the Cowboys are going to do this year?
Win the Super Bowl. You know, you're talking to a fan. Hey, I would love to be a part of it, too. But if not, then, hey, I still think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Well, I have them right there in the mix. I have them in the top three in the NFC. I just had a Super Bowl discussion with some fans of one of the other shows from Impact Media that we do that's about the NFL. And the guy asked me my Super Bowl predictions right now. And I said, for one, it's really early. There hadn't even been a draft. But I got three teams in the AFC and three in the NFC that I think have a chance. Everybody else is going to have a really good draft.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we're not really losing too much, you know, with the Cowboys right now. As long as we got that offensive line, you know, that's really what you base everything off of as of this point.
And who knows, maybe Jerry Jones is listening right now and he wants to beef up the outside linebacker defensive end spot.
Hey, I'm willing for I'll be ready for any opportunity that comes my way.
Exactly. Of course, after you guys win the championship with the Revolutions, we don't want to mess that up.
Oh, yeah. And don't want to mess that up, but regardless of whatever comes, I'll still be a part of it.
I feel like I'm going to get an email from the front office now about asking that, but it's okay. They can send all email to 3endzone@gmail.com, and I will happily read it and get back to them. And
hell yes, sir.
Gives me a chance to plug the email as well. So we talked about the Cowboys there. If you could meet any player, whether he be in the league or out of the league, who would you want to meet?
Any player, whether in the league or out of the league, Would it be just football, or could I go basketball?
Sure, you can go basketball.
Because I'm both of a fan of both sports. Basketball is my love. And if it was anybody I could meet, it'd be Rasheed Wallace.
I always like how he plays.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you never know.
Also, sorry, it's just I can barely hear it's like breaking in and out, but yeah, I always liked the way he played. Very aggressive.
Yeah, definitely so. I was just going to say that maybe Mark Cuban may give him a call about adding him to the front office. Bring him
hey,
a little closer.
Bring him so much closer. Hey, it'd be a good thing, too. I don't think we'll see the last of me.
And given your stats so far, and I tried to pull them up, some of the websites don't have all the recent ones, but I got you right now at 20 total tackles. You got 5 tackles for a loss for a total of 18 yards, 3 sacks for 16 yards, and, of course, there's the 2 interceptions you had against the Venom. What was it like getting those interceptions?
It was exciting. It's just it's a part of making plays. So, you know, it comes with the territory of, you know, being an athlete and this stuff like that. I guess I look at it as, for my caliber of play, that's the type of stuff that I need to be doing more of. You know, if I do want to go to the next level or I do want to succeed in this game, that's the type of stuff that the standout plays like that is stuff that's going to get me where I need to go.
Yeah, definitely so. Do you have any workout or fitness and nutrition tips? Anything in particular you do?
Up to this point now, I've been combating so much now, just putting a lot of more protein in. But I went to... the crazy thing is, I want to say like 2 months ago, it's kind of hard to believe, but I was 310 pounds working in the oil field. And I guess once we made that commitment to play football again, most of the time I was more of a lot of hydrating myself. I was a big spring salad with tuna, you know, lemon juice, no dressing. You know, just try to make sure that I eat light, you know, but make sure I get everything, all the proteins and that's necessary for my body. And exercising is the main thing.
Yeah, I could go with that. I could go with that diet. That's not too far outside my realm.
Oh no, because you know you can always mix it up with the tuna. Then you can go baked chicken. Baked chicken never hurts anything. You know, that's healthy for you.
Definitely so. What are your hobbies or talents?
Hobbies. As of right now, I've created a crazy hobby right now. Netflix is just something that watching movies right now is between sports and, you know, sports is not the only thing that we have. We have our daily life outside of this game too, you know, so we have to worry about that. So a little time that I get separate from myself, you know, video games, and I have a lot of nieces and nephews too, so you know, I had to make sure I spend the time of giving back to them and making sure that I properly teach them the way my uncles and them taught me. So just being in their lives, you know, most of the time right now, hobbies is more family time and movies for me.
I'm definitely right there with you on that one. I'm so far behind on so many TV shows right now that I don't know if I will catch up.
Oh, yeah. See, that's the good thing about it, having that Netflix or that Redbox, is you can just get all the movies that you might not get to see in the movie theater when the time is right. When you have that time of some kind of relaxation, it's probably good to put your mind somewhere else, you know. Set off on everything, your daily tasks and everything you have to do. Sometimes you got to let your mind just go to a time where you don't think about anything and just relax.
Yeah, it's definitely good to take that time away. What would you say is the most important attribute to playing defensive end and outside linebacker?
Attribute of playing that is, I think it's more of speed and agility, I guess reaction. You know, playing defensive line, so you got to be the aggressor. You got to be the attacker. So playing defensive end to me is more exciting too, because keeping outside containment, you know, you're a big boy as a sense of being on the D-line, but you're still more of a speed type of athletic person, athletic player on the field. So it gives you that, like me playing, being a hybrid playing in college and then growing up playing the same thing too. It gives you that thing of versatility, being able to do multiple things and be able to, for people to see, I guess, not one side of you, but multiple, I guess, personalities of you. because the more and more you get out there playing the D-line or D-N or being able to move around that front to standing up, you know, it just makes the game more fun. And defensive end is probably the, to me, and always been to me, D-line has been the best position in football my whole life because it's nothing like being down there in the trenches and trying to figure out who has the ball, how to get to the ball, you know, what play they're running. Everything about it being there is because you're the first attack, you know, just like saying the Army, you're the first defense of everything else right now.
That you definitely are. You're the gunners almost.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, well, now I'm at nose, you know. Coach always remind me, I am the anchor. You are the anchor, you know, so if I don't stop that boat from running, you know, coming towards us, then yeah, look, we're gonna get ran all over, you know. Now, anything can happen. So, you know, I gotta stop it right before it starts. And it starts with me in the middle.
That it does. What's it been like having Jim Welter as a coach?
Oh man, it's been amazing. Jen has, I guess the energy that Jen brings to us every day is what we need. You know, it's like some of these guys might come wake up in the morning, and I know it'll be early, but you know, you won't come in and catch Jen down. And then the knowledge that she's always trying to make sure that we're 10 steps ahead. You know, and that's just probably, for her being a woman and as an athlete like that, it makes it better for her because, you know, us men, we don't think 10 steps ahead. We think about what happened right now and at this time. But that's the thing about it, too. That's what helped me out with the interceptions because Jen beat it in our head all week. You know, he's going to run this play. He's going to fake it here and try to throw back to the backside. You know, she kept saying it. She kept saying it. And then now when you see it in the game, it was like second nature. It was like second nature to me. It was like, oh, as soon as I seen it, I reacted, and it happened. You know, and the first thing you want to tell something like that is thank you. You know, so it's like I told Coach, thank you for everything that you did for this weekend. Now we build off of that because Jen's going to make sure. She just seen her today. She had all her notes today. She wasn't playing on games. She had all her notes. She was ready to go, you know. So, but it's the stuff that we need, and she brings that energy and that positivity of making sure that you always going to get better. Whether you like it or not, I'm going to make sure you be a better person, and that's what she brings.
And you can definitely see that reflected in how you guys play and how you guys represent the organization. So she must be doing a good job.
Yes, sir.
My producer's telling me we had a caller a minute ago, but I think we lost some connection on our end. So, caller, if you want to call back, if you have a question for Robert or just wanted to call into the show, feel free to. Obviously, our number here is 347-826-7448. We'll get you right here on with us. What's something about you that others don't know?
Something about me others don't know. Let's see. Well, you know, I guess it's kind of, I'm I guess by the book, a little old fashioned, so it's not so much that if you can't put your mind to about me, you know, you won't be able to think that I'm never a bad person. I have no criminal background, you know. Most of the time I try to do everything right, you know, but everything is, you know, it's right and wrongs in everything that we do. But something about me, I guess I already told you I had four sisters, so I grew up with women. Two older sisters, two younger sisters, and a little brother. Another thing you know about me is my wife, she's in the service right now. She's in the National Guard, so she's military. And she done two tours. She went to Iraq and Kuwait.
Wow.
I've been married for 3 years, got married on Valentine's Day.
It's easy to remember.
Oh, very easy. Very easy to remember. You know, and I don't think it's more, and that's what she'd be saying too. I think you got married just so you won't ever forget the date, but I think it was more of the day, like of what that day meant, you know, so that's why it was more of that special occasion for us. So, yeah, trying to, I got three dogs too. I'm more of a talker. I get to run in my mouth a little bit. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have they all mix. I have a German Shepherd mixed with Blue Heeler, and then Keen is a mixture. It was a rescue dog. It's a dog that I guess somebody wasn't taking care of, and I took it over to a wing. But he ended up becoming 50-something pounds, believe it or not. So he's a nice, pretty-sized dog, very lovable. And I have a little Chihuahua, a little ankle biter. Call him my wingman because, you know, you got to love the little dogs around him because they got little dog syndrome. So every time you're around the big dogs, you try to be the boss. So it's always a good thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That's another thing about me. I love animals. See, I love animals, kids. See, everything that you think that a person should be, you might see it in me. Because I'm not going to veer off and do something that I'm not supposed to do or it's not in my nature. I'm never going to be out of my comfort zone. So, yeah.
I'm definitely right there with you on that one. What's the difference in this year and from last year?
From what I've seen, from what they tell us that, because this is my first year, so what they tell us from last year is, like, a lot of stuff is different. The energy level, I guess, the positivity, you know, and then I think the way everybody comes together, you know, we don't even think about each other's religion. Everybody just prays to one man, you know, and that's God. So that's a good thing because everybody's always prayed up. And then you can see from the people that was here last year to how things are going this year, and you can feel the same excitement that we get from being our first time here. They get the same excitement from how it was last year to how it is here. So you know everything has been a step up. You know, so they learned from last year to this year. It's been a building process. You know, everything has just started here. So you know, you're always going to have to take steps by steps, and I look at it as we're taking steps to get better from where they was last year.
Yeah, there's definitely been it seems like a change between the teams. Sometimes it's personnel, sometimes it's attitude, sometimes it's just the difference in, you know, yesterday and today, but you guys are definitely playing at a pretty high level.
Yes, sir. Just playing together. I think that's most of it is.
Exactly, playing more as a unit instead of individuals. When you watch game film, or if you watch game film, because Darius said he doesn't watch a whole lot, what do you really look for in the team you're coming up against?
Yeah, and I watch a lot of game film. I'm not like Darius. But more of it is tendencies. What they like the offensive lineman, when they come to the line, about you start off with the basics, like the split. I guess the way they're coming down, the way their hands placement is, like things that they normally do. Do they lean when the run go this way? Do they get on their hands heavy when they're coming towards you? You know, it's like little stuff that you can look that most players won't look at, but they'll give it away. Play watching, what plays they like to run in certain situations, in the middle of the field. You know, you got to break down everything because more knowledge that you have going into that game, the better you are, you know. It's like saying you're going somewhere, the more ammo that you have, the more you can be victorious. Because it's like, you know, you go in there with no mindset of not knowing what's going on and just playing, you can get tricked by something else because you never take the time to look at it and see what's going on. So film watching is very important to me because, you know, it gives you an upper hand so you won't have to just go out there and just play Russian roulette and see what's in front of you. Now you know what you're dealing with. You know where every card that you have in your hands, and you should know how to play it. So, yeah. Film watch is always important. You know, that's what turns, you know, some athletes from being good to being better and being great.
That makes sense to me. I think that's a good way to look at it. We do have our caller back. Let me try to bring him on real quick. Yes, you're on Revolution Zone with Robert Williams and me. Hello? Maybe that connection wasn't as strong as I thought it was. They could just be listening in. That seems to happen because my computer doesn't differentiate between people that are trying to call in and people that are just listening. Well, that brings us to the last part, the it could be the most entertaining part. I don't know. It depends, I guess. As I said before, I always have the previous guest come up with a couple questions for the current guest. And last week we had Frankie Solomon Jr. on. So apparently he's been messing with you about this, is what you said.
He just came and messed with me. He's just been having some little smile on his face. So he's just like, you know, what would he want to know? Or what did he want to ask? And that's what he couldn't ask me to, you know, me face to face.
I could see him asking these even in the middle of a game, and I'll know.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be rolling on the ground laughing if he does, I think. Let's start with the one that just really sticks out to me. What does Frankie do during games that irritates you the most?
Oh man, Frankie has something else. I think what Frankie does the most is more of a, you know, he tries to see where people head at. Are you more focused on the game, or are you gonna let some kind of side distractions, you know, get in the way of you succeeding or doing what you need to do? So Frankie is more of a person who's gonna go around. He's gonna say something funny to you, or it's like, you know, even with us, it's kind of motivating to us, because even though some people might take it as like last game when we missed all those tackles, Frank just came to the D-line and was like, come on, man. I wouldn't even want nobody to make me like a fool like that. Like, just embarrass yourself. You know, and then to us, it's all jokes because we all close. So, you know, we didn't take it personal. It's like, boy, going on somewhere, you know, if you would have stayed out there and covered the man, that would have never happened. But it's like what he does is he try to challenge us to make sure we eliminate those mistakes. You know, instead of coming at us hard like you messed up, he try to turn it into a joke so you won't think about the negative that just happened. So Frank is how we say it. We kind of used to it now.
Yeah, there's another one that there's a couple other ones that are pretty colorful too. Let me go with the more plain one to start with. What was your childhood nickname and why were you called that?
Childhood nickname, I was called Little Rob because my dad was Robert Big Rob. I'm a junior and he's a senior. So, yeah. And I had other nicknames, too, you know, from me being from Amarillo, moving to Dallas. They shortened it. Everybody just started calling me Rillo. So that's been my nickname my whole life, basically, besides my family. It was Lil Rob. It's been Lil Rob and Rillo is what it's always been.
Man, there are a lot of juniors on that Revolution squad, including the one you guys just signed.
Yep.
So, if I walked in the middle of the locker room and yelled junior, I'd have about half the team look at me.
Half the team going to look at you because Roger Stewart is a junior, too.
Yeah?
Yep. Roger Stewart is a junior, too.
They could nickname you guys the Texas Juniors.
Hey, that'd be nice, too. A nice little ring to it.
Maybe that's what we'll nickname the defense.
Hey, the juniors. Because Kent is a junior, too, right? He's a quarterback.
Yeah, Kent, Reese, I had them all in front of me a minute ago. Yeah, there's five or six, I think.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if they show them all. Robert Kent, Brett Reese, Frankie,
Brett Reese.
You, and I had it somewhere. The guy, you guys just...
Stewart.
Yeah.
I know Stewart is a junior, then the one we just signed, was it the receiver or the...
The receiver, Ronnie Cooper Jr.
Yeah, he's a junior too.
Yeah. Man, y'all need to get with, Burger King with the Whopper Juniors and stuff and get some kind of endorsement deal.
Oh, yeah, help them out, huh?
Yeah.
Those junior Whoppers. That'd be real creative,
man.
You know?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Something to look into, you know?
We might have to get with Matt at the front office there and see if we can try to line something up.
Oh, yeah. That'd be something fun for us to do, too. Anything that we can do to keep our mind off football, I'm all for it.
Definitely so. Let's get into these last two real quick, and then I'll let you on with your day. These are pretty funny. I'll just give you a, you know Frankie, so these are pretty funny.
Yeah.
He wants to know, how come you did not score on either of your interception returns, even though you had a head start?
I don't know. I can't really say. I thought I had it at once, but, you know, it's, I guess it's a familiar of not being able to be in that position. I think maybe the extra work that I need to do is to put myself back in the state of mind of being able to be that kind of athlete with the ball in my hand. So I wasn't used to it. You know, I was too excited to be able to have it in my hand, you know, because in practice it's more of just making tackles. And we don't, as a D lineman, we don't get that ball in our hands as much.
Yeah, usually fumbles if it is.
Yeah, oh, nah, that's one thing we can't do. We can't give it back up, you know. You can't get it, and you can't give it back up.
Oh, I just meant that on the defensive line, you recover more fumbles, the ones you cause, not the ones.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we force more than we – yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I figure if you guys picked up the ball on defense and fumbled it, I figured the coaches would have you running laps during the game.
Yeah, oh, man. I think we'll be on the side. Somebody had to run around the building.
And that's a big building. I wouldn't want to have to run around it.
Oh, no. Mm-mm, not at all. I'd rather just do things right.
And the last one, which is it's a shout-out to some old-school video game fans as well. So I hope half my audience is not lost on this. If you don't know what we're talking about, once we're done here, go Google it, go YouTube it. In fact, go to your local GameStop and pick it up. But how do you play a full game with a Mega Man cast on?
Come on, Frank. You have a full video game? Honestly, since I had this cast on, I haven't lost in 2K yet.
Maybe they could set up some tournaments with you guys and see who the better video game player is.
Oh yeah, and you know, that's something that we gotta look into ourselves, just to build more team or camaraderie, so everybody come together. That'd be good. But you know, with all those video games and all those meals in the same room, nah, it ain't gonna be good because people don't take losses well. Especially when we all like that.
Especially
yeah,
athletes.
I don't know something. Oh, especially after, especially when you know it's more than just playing a video game. You know you're going to have to hear this until you win again. That's not what happens. When you lose, just know you're going to hear until you beat that person again, you're going to hear how sorry you is in the video game. So it's just a little bit. It's so much fun. But we need to tell Frank, if he want to try to test my skills with this cask on, he can come on and play the video game. You know, I'm always over here ready for him.
You know, and that would be kind of cool if you had the Mega Man arm like Mega Man does, where you could, like, shoot projectiles out of it and stop, you know, run defense and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But as I announced next week's guest, which will be Dr. Jen Welter that we just spoke of a few minutes ago. Between now and next Tuesday, when she'll be on, I'll just get with you with the questions you come up with, things you'd want to ask her, and I'm sure she looks forward to answering them. The same way you probably enjoyed answering Frankie's here. I'm sure there's going to be a phone call in a few minutes.
Oh, yeah. I think Frank will call, but I should call him. But I think more of it will be solved in the morning. It's kind of good that I get to make questions for Jen, though.
Yeah, that'll be really cool, and we'll enjoy having her on the same way we enjoyed having all you guys on. And
thanks for having all of us.
Hey, it's been a real pleasure. Like I said, I always like to reach out to the fans, and the fans reach out to us and the people they'd like to hear from, and we've been able to have a good handful of you guys on, and look forward to having more on. But Robert, that's going to do it as far as all the questions I have for you. Is there anything you want to say, I guess, say before you get off here, maybe to the fans?
I guess just thanks for all the support that y'all do for us, and I guess hope y'all can come out and support us again Saturday for this Wichita game. It should be exciting, and I said thanks for the support.
And Robert, you're welcome back at any time. It was a pleasure having you on, and hope you have a good rest of your day and good luck the rest of the season.
All right, and you have a great day today, too.
Well, we appreciate that.
All right.
And, of course, that was your defensive lineman, Robert Williams, part of this just amazing defense. I can't lie. Indoor and arena games you typically watch for offense, and there's plenty of that with the Revolution, but watching this defense is just, it's like playing a video game, just putting stops on people. People that were scoring tons of points with other people suddenly weren't able to, and I'm glad we were able to. We've had two defensive guys on now, so it'll be good to have Jen on next week. Look forward to having her on as we get our first coach and former player at that, so, you know, kind of get the double-edged sword there. It should be awesome. On the other side of the break here, we are going to go to a break. On the other side of the break, I'm going to go over some of my game notes. I was able to watch the game again earlier today because I wanted to watch for a few things. It's always, you know, the same reason you watch a movie two or three times. You want to pick up on things you didn't see the first time. Pretty much going to go over some of them and give you some news and notes and let you out of here. But for right now, we'll go to break. We'll see you guys on the other side of the break. And we are back here on the Revolution Zone. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Just had on defensive lineman Robert Williams, another awesome guy to have on. This Revolution team is full of tremendous athletes and just guys with just big, great personalities. And like I said, we'll have Jen on next week. That'll be a lot of fun because I know she can add a lot to it. And she just... super intelligent, too. So it'll be fun having Jen on. Have to tune in for that one next week. Getting into game notes, just going to go over a couple of them because I always have three or four good sheets of game notes, and I'm not going to go line by line. You guys saw the game, too. Or if you didn't, you can go on America Sports or AmericaOneSports.com. Click on there, go to the video on demand section, and rewatch the game if you'd like. It was definitely worth it. Very entertaining game. There was pressure early by the Revolution. Frankie made some big plays and big stops that kind of set the tone. Obviously, Robert was in on a bunch of them as well. And DeMario Dixon, I could name any of these defenders, and it just seemed like they were always on top of it. Soren, all those guys. You know, the good return by Soren of the missed 60-yard field goal kind of set the tone as well. This special teams is getting better. And to me, that was one of their, I won't say weaknesses, that was one of the things they really needed to maybe try some different philosophies on, move some guys around. And this recent configuration here seems to be doing pretty well. Fudge was able to get some yards early on the ground after a good defensive stop, obviously. Establishing the run early really opens up Robert Kent Jr. And, man, he's a big guy. I guess this was the first coin flip I actually saw. Usually I haven't seen the coin flips, and he happened to be out there for the opening toss. Man, he's a big guy. I didn't know he was that big. On the field and the way it is, they don't look that big, but wow. He was able to get some early shots as well. And throughout the whole game, they seemed to like to take a lot of deep shots. That's something I think they've been trying to slowly work in, and there's a great configuration of guys that can pull that off. This offensive line is holding pretty well. You don't see Robert Kent go down very often. He's able to scramble a few times as well. It's been fun watching them. You know, the Venom are a good team. I'm not saying they're a bad team. They did get beat, but they do have a good goal line defense. They were, especially in coverage, they don't necessarily put all the pressure on the quarterback, but they make sure it's pretty hard to find an open receiver. The return of Garrett Palmer. I know we're all glad he's back. Like I said, he's fine. There was no medical issue or anything like that. They just went with a different strategy. It ended up not panning out, but that was corrected, had him back, and the difference was definitely there. I think the team was glad to have him back as well. He had a handful of field goals in this one, plus I think he only missed one extra point. Those extra points are really hard in any level whatsoever, from middle school all the way up to the NFL arena, indoor. Just, I don't know if I could kick. I'd love to, you know, maybe take some pointers from him. You know, I've talked to Josh Scobie from the Jaguars through another show we do, Jaguars On, here on Impact Media, about some kicking tips and some of the people I went to high school with. But, you know, it'd be fun to hang out with Garrett Palmer one day and see if he could teach me how to kick. I don't know. I'd be willing to give it a shot, but that's definitely a further down the road thing. I do have to say the Texas Revolution Dancers, another shout-out to them, great performance. And to me, it's really a three-headed attack as far as the home field advantage. Obviously, it's the team playing well, but the team feeds off the energy of each other, the cheerleaders, and the dance team, and the crowd as well. And everybody works in one big circle in conjunction there to fire them up. But I do have to say the Revolution shirts, the white ones with the football logo says Revolution on them that they were throwing into the stands, those are awesome. I might have to figure out how to get one of those, because those were not available in the shop last I checked. So I'll have to get with them and see if I can snag me one of those. Those are awesome. I get either that or I'll have to sneak into the stands and try to catch one of them. Probably a better shot of me doing that. I do like that Darius Fudge has become the top gunner on the kickoffs. He's usually the first person on top of the ball carrier, and there was a few hits he put on those guys that I think they started questioning if they wanted to return kicks. I think they were just going to let them go after that. Hendricks was a good run stopper. You know, seems like every week we hear a new name, a new guy that's stepping up and just adding to the list of stars all the way up through here. There was no Rashad Washington on defense this week. He should be back next week, and, you know, wish the best on that. The Venom seemed to get a handful of penalties early. Revolution still had their fair share. It's something Robert said they were going to work on, and I imagine they'll be doing that. Frankie had a few solid returns as well. Even though there's a penalty on a couple of the ones he returned. The Venom did at one point put some good pressure on Kent, but he was able to get out of it. It was really low scored in the first quarter. It was only 3-3, and at least by halftime, it was 24-17 early in the second. The first Robert Williams interception, that's the one I thought he was going to take back as well, but the offensive guy who turned into a defender at that point moved on him pretty quick. I think it was a wide receiver maybe. I'm not sure. I have to look. No, actually, it may have been the opposing quarterback. I will have to check on that. Sonny, if you're listening, send me a note on that. I think you may know the answer to that. But I think the opposing quarterback was the one who made the tackle on Robert Williams for the first interception. Palmer did miss a 55-yard field goal. Like I said, it's pretty hard to do. 55 yards is a long way, especially in the indoor thing, the indoor arenas, because it feels like they're smaller. Obviously, yardage-wise they are, but you're kind of confined in like that. It's really difficult sometimes to pull off the longer ones. And unfortunately, that one was returned for the TD by the Venom. You know, it happens. Do want to give the shout-out to Sonny Clark, the voice of the Revolution, who I mentioned a couple times, but give the shout-out on him. He actually used the Revolution Zone opening segment from last week where we had myself, him, and Matt Lunsford on to talk about the coaching change. That was part of the halftime show, so that you guys could hear that. And, of course, you can find at CouchPotatoSS on Twitter, and I'll put up his links. I think they're already up, but I'll put them up again so you guys can get them. Revolution Zone. Not only can you find it on Blog Talk Radio, not only can you find it on Twitter and Facebook, but you can find it on Sonny's page as well, which we definitely appreciate. But, you know, that's what we do. We all try to work together here to get the information out about the Revolution so that you, the fans, know everything that's going on and why it's happening. And, you know, so you're not left in the dark. A lot of franchises do that. The Revolution aren't like that. In the third, Kent had a touchdown run. There was nobody open because of that goal line defense I was talking about for the Venom. So he saw the running lane and took off and was able to get that one. That was a pretty good run. Kent threw the other bomb down the field, 36-17 at that point. The quarterback run by the Venom brought them to within 44-27 towards the end of the third. They're starting to get close, and then as Sonny requested, Kent was able to throw it to Fudge for a touchdown, 51-27 to that point. And I believe that's what the final score ended up being. And the thing was, is like in between breaks, what I liked is some of the Revolution players were not only having fun and, you know, not disrespecting their opponent in any way, nothing like that, but they were kind of dancing around with the crowd during the breaks and really having fun with them and getting everybody involved because the crowd was definitely going this past weekend. And then, of course, Robert had the second interception towards the end of the game. I just like when defensive linemen, even though he's played outside linebacker before, I like when defensive linemen are involved in an interception like that, and I think there's a lot more in his future because some of these teams take it for granted. They try to avoid one defender and throw it right into the other. But two great athletic plays for sure, and like I said, I look forward to more from Robert. 51-27, like I said, was the final. That puts the Revolution at 3-2. They are in the number four spot because it's all wide open with all the teams. There's no divisions. Top four will make the playoffs. So as of right now, your Revolution would be the four seed. I believe they'd play against Wichita in the first round, the way I'm hearing it. As far as your news and notes, obviously Frankie had the CIF Special Teams Player of the Week last week, and I apologize. I forgot to mention that when I was on. Got caught up in having a good time. Forgot about it. I apologize, but congratulations on that. The Offensive Player of the Week for this week was wide receiver Brett Reese Jr., who had six catches for 102 yards and three touchdowns. So congratulations, Brett, on that one. It seemed like every other pass was going towards him, and he was open every time and fighting with the ball and very physical. Great overall effort there. The Revolution do have a new partnership with Star Local Media, who will have a Revolution page with all the news notes and stuff as well on there. Their website, TexasRevs.com, will have more on that. The new offensive coordinator is Terry Glenn. Yeah, that Terry Glenn, the 7th overall pick in 96 by the Patriots. He spent 12 years with the Packers, the Cowboys, and the Patriots. 593 receptions, 8,823 yards, and 44 touchdowns for your new offensive coordinator. And he's already implemented some of it as far as last game. You saw the playbook open up a little more. I look for super things out of Terry Glenn. He definitely knows how to get it done. Your next game is going to be this Saturday, April the 11th, at the Allen Event Center against the Wichita Force. Like I said, I believe they're number one in the rankings. That's a 7-0-5 start. Of course, they are 4-1. The Revolution are 3-2. Probably going to get there a little early, mainly because Game Day Sports Tours are going to have Rayfield Wright there from 6 to 7. Each autograph item, $20 a piece. That's a bargain. That's a steal. You get to meet another Cowboys legend. This guy's a two-time Super Bowl champ, Rayfield Wright. Go meet him. Get there a little early. Like I said, 6 to 7 is when all that's going on. The Revolution signed wide receiver Ronnie Cooper Jr., who we mentioned when Robert was on, another junior. He is 6'3", 220 out of the University of St. Mary's. He actually played high school in Texas, I believe. And it's good. It's always good to have the homegrown talent. But that's going to do it for me for this week. And like I said, shout out to Sonny for featuring the segment on the show. And you can follow us at the Impact 99 as me personally on Twitter. Obviously, at Texas Revs will get you to the Texas Revolution. 3endzone at gmail.com. You want to email the show? We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. At Team Impact Media, as far as sending us stuff on Twitter, like I said, or my personal one. On Instagram as well, I'm trying to step up my Instagram game. If Adam Schefter can do a good job, I'm hoping I can as well. So, the Impact 99, I am on there if you want to follow. Maybe give me some ideas for the show, or, you know, send me pictures of yourself with some of the Revolution players, or, you know, while you're at the game having a good time. But that is going to do it for me this week. Appreciate all you guys dropping by and checking us out, including our caller. Sorry we couldn't get you on. Probably a connection on our end. We're working on that. Appreciate you calling in and listening. Want to thank Robert Williams for calling in. Another good dude. Jen Welcher on next week. Make sure you tune in for Revolution Zone. But for Impact Media and Blog Talk Radio, I am Jeremy the Impact York. We'll see you next week.